Yeah, first half, I don't think we really did much offensively other than the first drive. So that was a little disappointing. We gave up a punt return for a touchdown that really should never have taken place. So frustrated at that. But came out the second half, we're down 24 to 3. Came out the second half and was able to score 21 points, really limit them a little bit on offense. They scored a touchdown late. After we, had a penalty called against us, that I'm still looking to see on film, how that took place and disrailed one of our drives. And then we went for it on fourth down, obviously at the 20-yard line, trying to win the game there down 10. They scored a late touchdown. So to play them that tight, feel good about it. But then at the same time, we talked about this last week at, Villanova. I mean, we're close, but we still got, we still got areas where we got to get better in, and we've just got to be able to consistently play at the level that we're capable of. Obviously, North Dakota State, I mean, they're number two in the country for a reason. We saw it the week before against East Tennessee State. They found a way to win really when they were behind and probably shouldn't have. But that's what great teams do. And they kept coming after us. And again, loved how our guys responded in the second half. We were able to put together some great drives, had some explosive plays, but just not enough to beat a team of that caliber.
How did you, we talked about the dome and everything last week. How did you feel like you guys handled that environment? And did it take a little while? Is that maybe when they got to the locker room at half, say, hey, we can hang with these guys and got yourself back in it?
Yeah, I mean, we won the toss and we deferred. And we went down, had a great opening kick cover. And then we were able to force them to kick a field goal on their opening drive. And then we answered that. We went down and really had an opportunity to score a touchdown, missed on a throw on third down, or we might be up 7-3. So I thought we started well. And then I don't know if, just getting the atmosphere, seeing it, all of that. I mean, they do a great job every time they score. I mean, you think it's the 4th of July. Every time something happens, they're blowing things up. And that dome, everything just reverberates, off the ceiling, off the floor. But I mean, I felt like we started well, and then I felt like, just there was that, second quarter was a terrible quarter for us. So I'm not sure if it started to settle in. The energy ran off. But then, that was the halftime talk was, hey, I mean, have they done anything that we haven't seen on film? Have they done anything that we are surprised at, shocked at, surprised at? Let me know. And I was like, look, let's just go out and play. And so great that we could settle down and make it a game there in the second half.
You guys put 205 yards on the ground against a team that does not usually give up that kind of numbers rushing. Tyrell Green obviously had a big run that got you back in it with that 72-yarder. Talk about that play and then how he's a complement or a different back than Devin Matthews, who we've talked about quite a bit.
Yeah, I think Devin's, one of the top 10 in the conference right now, or something like that, or top
Yeah.
five in the conference. I think he's ran really well. Devin had a couple of explosive plays in there. Tyrell, he's been with us now going in year two, and he's really just getting comfortable with what we do, and really excited to see that take place. I mean, that run, I mean, he had to make, I mean, he had to run through an arm tackle about a yard downfield. And then he had to make a linebacker miss who was filling in the box at about 3 yards. And then he had to avoid a safety who was coming in to fill in the box at about 6 yards. So amazing athleticism to do that. And then he showed his speed. And so, I mean, really excited for him. That explosive play, again, we had scored, we had thrown an interception to start the second half, then we had scored, then we had scored, and then our defense got a hold, and that one put us within seven. So we needed something quick, we needed something explosive, and he answered the call for us. So great to see him running. And as you mentioned, 200 yards against them. I think we ran the ball well against Villanova as well. So another really, top rushing team. Our rushing defensive team in our conference. So I like where our run game's at. And now we just got to complement that with what we're trying to do and throwing the ball.
Yeah, Carlos back under center. I know you had said he was a little nicked up. He throws for 135, gets you 53 on the ground. How did you think he looked?
Yeah, he did a really nice job. I think he'd love to have some plays back in the first half. where I felt like we could have kept some drives going. We got off the field a little too quickly, but he came back and performed well, put us in position, and his on the he ran for a touchdown, and on that drive, really his legs provided. I think of those 60 yards he had rushing, I think he had like 50 of it on that drive. So a couple of those were quarterback draws, and then some of that was scrambling. And so really impressed with what he was able to do coming back from the injury. Again, we feel like we get the passing game where we want it to be, which I think we're close. We want to be a balanced offense, and we want to be able to do both when it's opportunity to do it. The run game pleased with, but excited about what Carlos was able to do coming back from the injury.
Defensively, as you said, especially in the second half, you guys were able to slow them down. You had four sacks in the game. Just talk about how you felt like the defense performed.
Yeah, and they are probably the most complete balanced team that we have seen from the standpoint of they're going to be out there with three tight ends. They're going to be out there with in 21 personnel, 11 personnel, 10 personnel. They're going to show you a wide variety of every formation. And so you have to be very disciplined. You have to be great in what you're doing. And then their quarterback's as accurate as I've been around. I think he was completing 70% of his passes going into the game, and we help that statistic. But he just does a great job. He doesn't miss very often. And so we felt like we could get pressure on him, which is something that I think we do very well. So to get the four sacks was great. I think we hurried him a couple of times also. We had a couple of phantom pass interference calls that I think helped him out a couple times as well. Right. Not CAF refs. I can say that, right? It's not our league. So we're in good shape. But I mean, as we went, we knew we had to we knew we had to slow them down. And we knew we had to get them off the field. And again, there was some sequences there in the second half where we got them off the field. I thought we were doing what we needed to. And again, I think they came in averaging 500 yards a game or something like that. And we held them with the sacks. We held them under 200 yards rushing. So a lot of positives, just not enough of them to come away with a victory.
One of the guys on that side that had a nice afternoon for you was Cam Snell, 13 tackles in the game. Just talk about his performance.
Yeah, Cam stepped up really. I mean, and Cam came in as a transfer. He's a Baltimore or he's a yeah he's a Baltimore guy. Transferred in for his last year, and really from day one has done a great job. I mean, really has stepped up and been a physical presence there. Loved how he filled. We're playing him at the safety spot. He came in. I think he had 13 tackles when it was all said and done, and some crucial tackles as well. And against North Dakota State, you've really got to, you really got to play a 9-10 man box a lot of times because if not, they'll outnumber you with a quarterback run. They'll outnumber you with different schemes and how they do it. So thought he had a great game. It was really fun to watch him play, and excited now to get him, moving and going as we, have this bye week and get ready for William and Mary. We've played the number four team, the number two team. By the time I think we play William and Mary, they'll probably be, the number eight team or number six team in the country. So bring it on. Let's go.
All right, Coach. Well, enjoy the bye week. Appreciate your time this afternoon, and